Hello, this is Dolores.
Hi, this is Javi calling you back from the home care agency. How are you?
I am good. How are you? Thank you so much for calling us back.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, are you available now for to take I want to take the rest of the information from the patient?
Yes, can I put all of us on the speakerphone?
So, do you have both patients there?
I just have the one.
So you have whom do you have? You have Judith?
I have Judith, yes, McCullough.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, can I put her on
Sure.
with us? Okay, one moment. From Phoenix. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, could you tell us how you pronounce your name one more time?
My name is Javi. If you want, you can say Javi.
Javi? Okay. Okay. Hello, Javi. And you have Dolores, the caregiver to Miss Judith.
Okay, so Judith, do you have a phone number or you want the point of contact number to be Dolores' number?
I'll give you my number.
Okay.
It's 417-593-3113.
Okay. And do you have your you know do you know your social security number?
492-524-548.
Okay, let me repeat that. 492-524-548.
That's right.
And what
Yeah.
is your date of birth?
June 16, 1948.
Okay. Let me just check your Medicaid status here. Okay, just hold on. I'm sorry, just hold on. Okay. Okay, so is the address 164 Devonshire Drive, Branson, Missouri?
Right, that's it.
Oh, okay. Okay, and it's Taney County, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the name of the caregiver is Dolores Raddatz.
Yes.
Okay. And caregiver name. Okay. You said your phone number is 417-593-3113?
Right.
Okay. 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 So the next step will be that I will transfer you to the state. And they will ask you a couple of questions, like to which agency you want to switch and the phone number. And so it might take a few minutes until you get connected. So, do you want to do the call now?
Sure.
Okay. So, please don't hang up because it might take a few minutes until you get connected. So, let me speak to Dolores for a second.
Yeah, I'm here, Javi,
Okay,
but
so can I text you on your phone number, like a few details? Like, I'm gonna text you the name of our agency and the phone number because they might ask it from you. I mean, they will ask it. So, yeah,
okay.
So we're deluxe home care.
Wait, I thought we were talking to Phoenix Home Care.
No. I talked to you last week, right? Not last week, Monday.
Yes, you did, but I was under the impression you were with Phoenix.
No, I guess we were with Deluxe. And what was the pay rate we discussed? You remember? Because I think I...
The $15.50 to start?
Yeah, well, or, you know, I might ask my supervisor if we could start with 16. But
16 is good. I'll take 16. But how is it that it was Phoenix that I was...
Maybe you searched, like you Googled and you thought you called Phoenix. I'm not sure, but...
And, okay, so deluxe home care, and then you would take the clients that I have currently?
Sure, I will. Of course.
And is there, well, if I have you on the phone, is there a way, my big concern for my two clients is, for sure with Miss Judith, would be transportation. Would I be able to transport Miss Judith to her different doctor visits and shopping and things like that?
Yeah, I think Medicaid pays for that, like to take cars and, you know, and you help them. I think that's part of the deal. You know, you get paid for taking them to where they need to get, you know.
Because that's a huge, huge concern for me.
Yeah. I think this is, yeah, sure. This is part of the, you know.
And your starting pay is 16?
Mm-hmm.
For me? And then, wow. Okay, deluxe home health care. Okay, and then I guess Miss Judy has a few questions too.
Sure, no problem.
Are you affiliated with any hospice care companies?
With what? I don't hear you.
Are you affiliated with any hospice organizations?
No, we're just the home care, and we're, you know, we work with Medicaid. Like they, you know, they pay everything the home for the caregiver. We're just, yeah, we're a home care agency.
Okay. Could you tell when you pulled my records how many hours Medicaid was giving me a month or unit?
Yeah, let me check for you. Let me check. I will check for you. Okay, just hold on. Let me see here. Oh, I can check your hours. 7:04. And when we do a transfer, like they usually don't touch your hours. Like they leave it the same. Or if you want, you can tell them like that you need more. Maybe they'll add even more.
Okay.
Let me see what they say here.
think the driving thing is to protect the agency so that if there was a wreck, that I couldn't, you know, take action against the agency.
Right, right.
Anything that Medicaid is saying you can do or can't do.
Okay. I think you have like twice a week, 4 hours a day. Does that make sense?
No.
No?
Miss Judy has 4.5 hours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay. Because I see here that it says, let me see.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just see here, okay, I don't know, when was it?
What did you say?
That
2 days, 4 hours a day.
I just see here, like, it was in 11-8-2024 that she requested to switch from 5 days a week to 4 hour shifts. That's what it says here, but I'm not sure.
That could have been possible. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
You know what? When you talk to the state, you can ask them how many hours you have, because I'm not sure, because I see here.
Okay.
Maybe, let me see the assessment here. Okay, just hold on, let me see this. Okay. So, did she have any other questions besides for that?
What did she ask? If we had any other questions. Well, I'm sure we will. Are you one of the nurses there, or?
No, I'm just a secretary. I'm taking the calls.
Are most of the, do you have nurses that check in on your patients on a weekly basis, or how does that work?
So it's home care. It's not like, you know, the aides, you know, check. I mean, we don't give nurses, we just give caregivers, like aides. And whenever you need to go to the doctor or something, they could take you and, you know, and Medicaid approves the trips, the rides to go.
Okay. And if Miss Judy needed shopping or visiting a friend, I am able to do that with her in my car.
For sure.
And then what Miss Judy is wondering also is, right now, she has me as her caregiver, but she also has outsourced hospice that comes in. Do you have hospice available for Miss Judy?
No, I don't think we do that.
You don't do that? Okay. Okay, so we'll, I guess that's all of my questions is, I guess the big thing was that hospice, and then if I can drive Miss Judy and I'm okay, I'm covered through you with my vehicle to drive Miss Judy different places.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what else? And you said the hours could stay the same, maybe.
Yeah.
Even more, we're not
sure. if you request, like you can tell them that you might need more hours, but okay. they will need to reassess. Like they will need to send down another, like someone from the state will come down and do an evaluation to see how many hours you need.
Okay, it's the state that would come in. It's not okay. Because right now we have a nurse that would come in and, you know, look at different things and assess and, you know, tell us how many hours we get with each other and this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the state would come in and do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to do the, are you ready to do the state call?
We could. You want to check with the other duty and see if she's on the decision. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought I was talking with Phoenix. For some weird reason, I have Phoenix talking, but you are Deluxe Home Health Care?
No, not Home Health. We're Deluxe Home Care.
Just
Deluxe Home Care.
And then you don't have, like, an office close by here in Brantford?
We have an office in Bridgeton in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
But you never need to go down really to the office. Everything is done over the phone or online. So.
Okay.
And whatever. So actually, I can ask my supervisor. He might be able to give you like a startup bonus of like $100 when you sign up. So I think that might be a good idea. Like.
Okay. What else do we need to know? Well, we need to. I do too. Well, we like what you have to say very much. I guess we are ready for the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I will connect you to the state. Just, Dolores, did you get the text on your phone? I text you the phone number and the name.
Oh, wait a minute. Just give me a second.
Sure. No problem.
Did you text me while we were talking?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay, I did not hear my text. Just a minute.
Okay.
Don't leave me yet. Hi, this is, Chave from Deluxe Home Care. I see that. Yes, okay.
And the phone number, yeah.
Phone number, 314-501-2520.
Yep. Okay, so what the state will ask you, I'm not sure that, but most times they ask, like, what you want. Just say you want to transfer from the current agency you're with now, and then you want to switch to Deluxe Home Care and the phone number, and then it doesn't take usually too long. Once you're connected, it doesn't take usually too long. Okay, so I will connect you right now, okay?
Okay.
Hold on the line. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Have me type in stuff that you don't get connected with that other thing. Thank you. You're being giddy right now. I like you, and I.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Yolanda. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
I'm calling for myself.
May I have your name, please?
Judith McCullough. That's McCullough.
And do you have a good callback phone number in case we get disconnected?
I sure do. 417-593-3113.
Thank you. Do you have your DCN or your MoHealthNet number available?
Yes, I do. I can get that for you. I'm sorry, it's taking me a minute to get it out of my wallet here.
You're fine. It's not a worries. No worries.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Okay. The number is 625-171-04.
And do you mind verifying your birth date for me, please?
June 16, 1948.
Thank you. Okay. Give me just a moment. And do you mind verifying your address for me, please?
164 Devonshire Drive, Branson, 65616.
In what county are you residing in?
Caney.
Thank you. Do you have any special communication needs such as seeing, hearing, reading, or writing?
No.
Oh. Thank you. And what can I help you with today?
I'm currently with Home Access for care, but they are closing down the middle of the month, and that's kind of put all of us on a, you know, we have to get with somebody else if we're going to stay on the program. And I definitely need your help and need to be on the program. So we've been talking to Deluxe Home Care, and they seem like a very good company and was wanting to find out what I need to do to make the change.
Have you talked to Deluxe Home Care?
Yes. I have.
Have they accepted you as a participant?
Yes, they have.
Okay. That's all we need. Okay. Deluxe. You said Deluxe Home Care, correct?
Correct.
All right. Let me go ahead, and since they've accepted you, I can start that new request for you, okay?
Great. Can you also tell me how many units I have per month?
Right now, it looks like you have 233 units for just your agency model. And then your basic respite is 138 units per month.
Okay. All right.
If you need me to repeat that again, I can do that, okay?
138 respite, and 233 would be the monthly number of hours that is in the program.
For your basic care.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you wanting to change over your respite as well to Deluxe?
Yes. When we talk about units basically are the same to me as hours, right?
You'd have to talk to the agency about how that's all broken down. They're like in 15-minute increments. Are you wanting to change your nurse over to Deluxe as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yes.
Okay.
I don't have a question.
Okay. And do you have someone to help take care of you until we can get that change made?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put that. Okay. Okay, let me go ahead. I'm going to put that request in.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I did put that request in. It can take up to 21 to 31 business days to get that all changed over. I went ahead and put in for your in-home services, the RN, and the respite, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the reason why it's going to take 21 to 31 business days because you stated you do have a backup plan, so you have someone to help take care of you. While you're waiting for that change to your care plan to that new provider?
Well, I have someone until the 15th of March, and she is employed by Home Access, and they're closing down, and all of their employees are being released as of March 15th. So I thought it might be happening a little bit sooner than that.
Okay, give me just a moment. So do you have anybody else to help take care of you until then or after the 15th?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's going to make a difference here. Hold on one second. All right, let me. All right, give me just a moment. That's not what I want. Ooh, this thing has a mind of its own today. Okay.
What they probably did was add this and this together and divide by four. If one ever had rest, but that was labeled as such or designated as such.
Okay. All right. So now you'll be getting a call from that 866-835-3505 number. Okay. I'm going to transfer you to an automated line. It's going to tell you about the next step of the care planning process. Do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with?
Can you give me that phone number one more time?
It's going to be 866-835.
Okay.
3505. It's also going to tell you that in that automated line as well.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I don't think so. I think you covered everything quite well.
Thank you very much for that. I want to wish you a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Just wait on the line. I'm going to transfer you to that automated line. Thank you.
Okay.
Please hold while your call is connected.
So you think it's...
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.